Intelligence becomes a form of power when it is quiet, structured, and unshakable. To be dangerously smart is to see truth before others recognize illusion, to think when others react, and to remain grounded when the world collapses into chaos. Every civilization has fallen for the same reason: the loss of discipline in thought. When the mind grows weak, it trades reflection for stimulation. It seeks comfort instead of clarity. The Stoic reverses this decay. They build their intellect like a fortress, brick by brick, through patience, solitude, and repetition. They question everything, filter constantly, and act with intention. Their calm is not passivity, it is control. Their intelligence is not for display, it is strategy. They no longer seek to appear wise, they seek to become untouchable. The world rewards speed, noise, and conformity, but those who rule it think in silence. The Stoic learns to detach from chaos, to process without exhaustion, to command emotion under pressure, and to build memory into permanence. This lecture is not about learning more. It is about thinking differently. It is about the discipline that transforms intelligence into dominion. Once the mind reaches this state, it cannot be deceived, distracted, or defeated. It becomes calm power in motion, a force that shapes its own reality. In the chapters that follow, we will uncover how one becomes dangerously smart. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Cultivate independent thought and intellectual autonomy. The mind becomes dangerous when it is no longer governed by the opinions of others. The average person borrows their beliefs from the noise around them, shaping their worldview through repetition rather than reflection. A Stoic mind moves differently. It verifies everything through reason, dissects claims with order, and refuses to outsource thought. This autonomy is not rebellion for its own sake. It is clarity forged through independence. Once the individual learns to think without permission, they rise beyond the reach of manipulation. The modern world rewards conformity disguised as intelligence. Many speak with confidence but lack comprehension. They echo headlines, mimic authority, and fear silence because silence exposes how little they actually know. The Stoic stands apart by refusing this illusion. They do not measure truth by popularity. They measure it by internal coherence and alignment with reality. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." Independence begins when one no longer needs consensus to act correctly. Autonomous thought requires discipline because independence is a burden. It demands responsibility for one's reasoning, accountability for one's errors, and courage to stand in isolation when correctness is unpopular. The weak mind seeks approval as a shield against self-doubt. The strong mind seeks accuracy as protection against delusion. In solitude, the Stoic trains their intellect through reflection, reading, and self-examination. They do not rush to opinions. They construct them like architecture, carefully, deliberately, without excess emotion. True autonomy begins when information stops overwhelming you. The intelligent person does not absorb everything. They choose what deserves entry. They know that every idea shapes perception. By filtering, they preserve mental order. The Stoic does not mistake exposure for education. They study selectively, reject distraction, and value the clarity that comes from depth over the illusion of breadth. To cultivate independence, one must first destroy intellectual laziness. The mind must learn to suffer discomfort, the discomfort of uncertainty, of being wrong, of realizing that what was once believed was never true. Most avoid this because it shakes identity. The Stoic invites it. They understand that truth purifies. Every collapse of false belief makes the structure of the mind stronger. The goal is not to be right often, but to become uncorrupted by falsehood. Independence is not a declaration of rebellion against society. It is mastery of internal law. A mind ruled by reason can participate in any environment without surrendering its judgment. The Stoic listens, but filters. They observe, but do not imitate blindly. Their agreement is never automatic. Even when surrounded by noise, they maintain inner silence long enough to form thought from principle, not emotion. Autonomy sharpens attention. When no longer driven by the need to fit in, the mind begins to notice details others ignore. It studies tone, motive, and consequence. It listens beneath words. Every conversation becomes data. The Stoic extracts understanding from behavior, not gossip. This makes them unpredictable to those still bound by conformity and dangerous to those who rely on deception. The independent thinker values truth above identity. They would rather change their mind than defend a falsehood. This flexibility is strength, not weakness. Dogma is a prison built from pride. The Stoic practices ego death repeatedly, stripping away attachment to being right. What remains is precision, a mind calibrated to reality, not vanity. The Stoic becomes immune to propaganda when they master detachment from narrative. They do not fall in love with ideologies. They test them. They know that emotion clouds reason and collective identity erases individuality. To think freely in an age of noise is the rarest form of power. It means seeing what is, not what is sold. Independent thought is not born from defiance alone. It emerges from structure. The Stoic builds daily intellectual rituals, writing, questioning, reading strategically, and reviewing conclusions for bias. They recognize patterns in their own reasoning and refine them like a craftsman adjusting tools. Intelligence without discipline degenerates into cleverness. The Stoic aims for wisdom, the merging of knowledge and conduct. The mind must learn to be silent before it can speak clearly. Solitude becomes the forge of independence. Away from distraction, the Stoic observes the architecture of their thoughts. They remove what is reactive and refine what is deliberate. This process is invisible to others, but transforms the individual into someone whose words and actions carry weight. Authority born from internal order does not require external approval. Every person who achieves autonomy undergoes confrontation with fear. Fear of being misunderstood, of losing status, of standing alone against the current. The Stoic sees this fear as a test. Courage is not found in public approval, but in the private act of staying faithful to one's reason. When the world rewards noise, silence becomes rebellion. When the world rewards reaction, reflection becomes dominance. To be dangerously smart is to be ungoverned by collective emotion. The Stoic observes hysteria, but does not join it. They understand that the majority often confuses momentum for correctness. The disciplined mind pauses, verifies, and acts in proportion to truth. This restraint appears cold, but it is controlled fire, power directed by reason. Intellectual autonomy transforms how one interacts with information. Instead of searching for agreement, the Stoic searches for contradiction, not to argue, but to refine. They examine counterpoints to pressure test their logic. They do not crave being right. They crave being unbreakable. Each tested idea becomes a reinforced structure in the fortress of the mind. Those who depend on public validation must constantly shift their beliefs to fit the moment. The Stoic does not move with the crowd, they move with principle. This stillness is misread as arrogance, but it is simply focus. Their loyalty is to clarity, not popularity. Once truth becomes the only metric, manipulation loses power. Independence develops gradually, through repetition and correction. The Stoic reviews every conclusion with suspicion, knowing that the ego often disguises preference as logic. To see through one's own bias is the highest level of awareness. It requires humility sharp enough to cut through illusion. Dangerous intelligence begins with the willingness to dismantle one's own opinions. Intellectual autonomy reshapes how decisions are made. The Stoic does not rush. They slow the process, remove emotional interference, and calculate from first principles. This creates a sense of inevitability in their choices. They act as though no other path exists because they have already examined every alternative. To outside observers, this looks like confidence. In truth, it is clarity achieved through self-command. The autonomous mind also sees patterns of influence. They can trace where ideas originate and how they spread. They understand the mechanisms of persuasion, language, emotion, repetition. This awareness turns manipulation into data. The Stoic becomes immune not by avoidance but by analysis. What others feel, they study. What others believe, they dissect. To become dangerously smart is not to become distant from others, but detached from illusion. It is to move through the world without being absorbed by it. The Stoic can coexist with the irrational because they are not infected by it. They can navigate systems, people, and ideas without losing internal gravity. This detachment amplifies clarity. Clarity amplifies influence. The Stoic never stops refining autonomy. Every new piece of knowledge is tested, every assumption challenged. They do not fear contradiction because it strengthens structure. They treat the mind as a discipline, a field to be cultivated daily. Intellectual independence is not an event. It is a state maintained through vigilance. The more independent one becomes, the simpler their principles grow. Complexity fades. The Stoic acts from a few immovable foundations: reason, virtue, self-control, truth. These pillars filter every thought and decision. When the foundation is pure, the outcomes cannot corrupt the person. Simplicity is not ignorance, it is distilled intelligence. Independence leads to peace because it ends mental dependence. The Stoic no longer argues endlessly. They conserve energy for creation and execution. They know that most conflicts are ego contests, not truth pursuits. To step away from noise is not surrender, it is mastery. In silence, the mind strengthens its edge. The danger of an independent thinker lies in their unpredictability. They cannot be emotionally steered, socially cornered, or intellectually trapped. Their reasoning flows from within. Systems of control rely on emotional triggers. Autonomy disables them. The Stoic sees manipulation, attempts not as threats, but as tests confirming their strength. Autonomy also enhances empathy because it removes projection. The Stoic listens without defensiveness. They can analyze motives objectively, separate fact from interpretation, and respond without personal distortion. Clarity does not isolate, it refines connection. The independent mind interacts from understanding, not reaction. The cultivation of intellectual autonomy transforms life from reaction to creation. The Stoic becomes the architect of their internal world. Every idea, decision, and response is deliberate. They no longer drift, they direct. When independence fuses with discipline, intelligence becomes sovereignty. Dangerous intelligence is not arrogance. It is humility in its highest form, the recognition that truth matters more than comfort. The Stoic lives in alignment with reality, even when reality is inconvenient. Their independence is quiet but absolute. It cannot be negotiated or bought because it was earned through solitude, reflection, and reason. A dangerously smart mind is not loud. It does not announce itself. It simply operates at a level of clarity that others feel but cannot define. The Stoic carries this state like armor, calm, unshakable, and precise. To think freely is the ultimate form of strength. To maintain that freedom under pressure is what makes it dangerous. Chapter 2. Build a mind that questions everything with precision. The mind becomes sharp when it learns to ask questions that cut through illusion. Most people seek confirmation. The Stoic seeks clarification. The difference defines intelligence. To question with precision is to think without haste, to dissect without bias, and to verify before belief. Every assumption, every claim, every emotion must be tested under reason's light. This is how thought transforms into understanding. Inquiry is not an act of doubt, it is an act of strength. Weak minds accept, strong minds examine. The Stoic does not challenge everything to rebel, they challenge to refine. They ask, "What does this mean?" and "Why do I believe it?" until truth emerges clean. Precision questioning is a discipline of removing excess to separate what is essential from what is convenient. To build a questioning mind, one must first silence the impulse to react. Reaction replaces analysis. The Stoic trains to pause before conclusion, to inspect emotion before speech, and to define before judgment. Clarity grows in that pause. Epictetus taught, "It is not things themselves that disturb us, but our opinions about them." Precision begins with recognizing that every belief is an interpretation, not a fact. Intelligence deteriorates when curiosity dies. The Stoic protects curiosity as a tool of order, not indulgence. They explore not for entertainment, but for comprehension. Curiosity without discipline creates confusion. Discipline without curiosity breeds dogma. The balanced mind uses inquiry as a weapon to expose ignorance, first in themselves, then in the world. The practice of questioning refines perception. When the Stoic examines their own reasoning, they discover where emotion hides inside logic. They remove it surgically. This removal increases accuracy. A thought once distorted by pride or fear becomes clean when measured against truth. Every day they study their reactions like data. Nothing escapes scrutiny. Questioning is not endless speculation. It is guided investigation. The Stoic uses questions to isolate causes, not to chase possibilities. When a result appears, they ask, "What produced this? What principle governs it? What would happen if the variables changed?" These questions convert random experience into structured knowledge. The habit of cause analysis creates foresight, the ability to predict outcomes before they unfold. The disciplined mind questions not only ideas, but sources. Who benefits from this narrative? What evidence sustains it? What is omitted? This is not skepticism for its own sake. It is awareness of how easily truth can be manipulated. Precision questioning reveals motive behind information. When motive is exposed, deception loses power. The Stoic questions their own bias first. This is the highest test of strength. They study how emotion shapes judgment, how desire alters conclusion, and fear distorts fact. By naming bias, they weaken it. The person who can identify their internal distortion is already stronger than the one who ignores it. Dangerous intelligence is born from self-suspicion, not self-adoration. The habit of questioning also redefines learning. The Stoic does not consume information passively. They interrogate it. Every sentence read, every idea heard, must withstand examination. They extract principle from surface. This transforms education from memorization to mastery. To memorize is to store. To question is to own. A questioning mind sees simplicity behind complexity. Where others drown in detail, the Stoic seeks the governing law. They ask, "What is the pattern beneath this? What repeats?" This question exposes structure. Once the pattern is visible, confusion dissolves. The Stoic gains control not through quantity of knowledge, but through clarity of principle. Precision questioning destroys arrogance. It reveals how much remains unknown. This humility sustains learning. The Stoic never declares themselves wise. They measure progress by the reduction of error. Knowledge expands not through certainty, but through refinement. Every corrected mistake becomes a tool sharpened against ignorance. The world rewards surface thinkers. They move fast, speak loud, and avoid silence. The Stoic moves slow and questions deep. They understand that speed without comprehension is chaos disguised as progress. Each decision passes through examination, not out of hesitation but out of discipline. The result is accuracy that feels like foresight. Questioning transforms communication. The Stoic listens for intent, not tone. They decode the structure beneath words. They know that language conceals motive and that meaning is often hidden behind phrasing. This analysis makes them resistant to persuasion. They respond not to emotion, but to logic. Calm listening becomes a form of dominance. Precision questioning also prevents ideological capture. When society drifts into collective hysteria, the Stoic remains anchored. They analyze the movement, not the message. They trace the emotional mechanics that make people believe, act, and obey. This detachment allows them to understand influence without being influenced. The questioning mind cannot be absorbed by mass emotion. To sustain this discipline, the Stoic designs routines of reflection. Each day ends with review. What did I accept without evidence? What assumption guided my behavior? This inventory strengthens self-command. By exposing unconscious beliefs, they prevent them from steering action. Awareness becomes prevention. Questioning sharpens perception of others. The Stoic reads silence, observes inconsistency, and interprets what is unsaid. They understand that truth often hides behind omission. Their calmness in conversation unsettles those who rely on manipulation. The ability to analyze beneath surface behavior grants an edge that cannot be faked. Precision questioning is not aggression, it is control. The Stoic does not interrogate to dominate. They examine to understand. They aim for mastery of perspective, not superiority over people. This makes their intelligence sustainable. It does not burn with ego, it glows with stability. A dangerous mind learns to ask internal questions before external ones. Why did I react this way? What belief caused this emotion? This self-inquiry breaks the cycle of automatic behavior. Emotional triggers lose their hold when exposed to analysis. The Stoic transforms feelings into data, not suppressed, but understood. When questioning becomes instinct, the world slows down. Every situation reveals structure, every person reveals motive, every system reveals flaw. The Stoic moves through complexity with calm awareness. They do not rush to fix, they first understand. In understanding, they gain leverage. The Stoic studies history not just for knowledge, but for frameworks. They ask, what principles repeat through time? What patterns govern rise and collapse? These questions reveal constants that outlast events. This long-term pattern recognition converts history into foresight. The questioning mind sees tomorrow through the lens of yesterday. Precision questioning requires courage because it dismantles comfort. Many refuse to question what they depend on. The Stoic questions anyway. They understand that comfort often hides decay. To face truth is to accept temporary discomfort in exchange for permanent clarity. The cost is solitude, the reward is sovereignty. Dangerous intelligence is measured by accuracy, not aggression. The Stoic never argues to win. they examine to learn. Every discussion becomes an exchange of hypotheses, not a contest of pride. This detachment disarms opponents and reveals who still needs validation. To question calmly is to control the rhythm of dialogue. The questioning mind values evidence above emotion. It demands structure, verification, and repetition before belief. This process may seem cold, but it preserves integrity. The Stoic knows that emotion amplifies bias and that truth does not require intensity, only consistency. Calm logic becomes the most dangerous form of persuasion. To cultivate this discipline, the Stoic documents thought. Writing transforms abstraction into clarity. Questions become visible and patterns of reasoning emerge. This written audit of thought exposes gaps, contradictions, and assumptions. Each correction refines mental architecture. Over time, writing becomes the blueprint of intellect. The Stoic recognizes that questioning is infinite. No truth is final, only more refined. This humility ensures constant evolution. The dangerously smart mind is never stagnant because it values revision. To refine is to live in permanent improvement, never fully complete, never intellectually asleep. When others seek comfort in agreement, the Stoic seeks growth through challenge. They surround themselves with minds that test their logic, not flatter it. They understand that steel sharpens steel. Discussion without resistance weakens intellect. Precision questioning demands opposition, not hostility, but calibration. The Stoic learns that silence is the highest question. In silence, thought aligns. The absence of immediate answer allows deeper reasoning to surface. The questioning mind is patient. It does not rush revelation. Intelligence grows in stillness because stillness gives space for truth to appear unforced. Dangerous intelligence also requires ethical grounding. Without virtue, questioning becomes manipulation. The Stoic anchors inquiry in justice and truth. They seek understanding to improve conduct, not to exploit. Knowledge without morality corrupts quickly. The disciplined mind uses its clarity for order, not advantage. The questioning mind sees through flattery and threat alike. It remains steady under praise and criticism. Both are data, not directives. The Stoic measures words for motive, not emotion. They neither inflate under admiration nor bend under attack. This equilibrium transforms intelligence into composure. Precision questioning transforms failure into feedback. The Stoic does not label mistakes as defeat, but as information. They ask, what did I misjudge? What variable did I ignore? What principle did I violate? Each failure becomes a manual for improvement. In this way, error ceases to wound. It begins to instruct. To question with precision is to live awake. Most people exist in mental autopilot, reacting, repeating, obeying. The Stoic steps out of that fog. Every thought becomes a deliberate choice, every belief a tested conclusion. This creates a rare kind of clarity, not emotional detachment, but perceptual mastery. A questioning mind is immune to manipulation because it values process over persuasion. It cannot be forced into belief without evidence. It demands alignment between word and action, claim and result. The Stoic trusts only what survives examination. This selectivity protects against deception and waste. In questioning everything, the Stoic learns to trust only reason. Not mood, not trend, not emotion, reason. This trust becomes identity. When external chaos rises, internal order remains intact. Dangerous intelligence is not loud power. It is quiet precision sustained by discipline. To live with a questioning mind is to accept eternal refinement. The Stoic understands that wisdom is not accumulation, but purification. Every false belief removed clears space for truth. The process never ends because understanding never finishes. Precision questioning turns existence into education. In the end, the questioning mind becomes self-correcting. It evolves through every experience. It cannot be controlled because it cannot be deceived. It sees truth as direction, not destination. The Stoic who questions precisely does not just become intelligent, they become unshakable. Chapter 3. Learn to see patterns faster than others. The mind becomes dangerous when it begins to recognize structure where others see noise. Most people experience life as a sequence of isolated events. The Stoic observes them as repetitions of principle. Every outcome is the result of cause and structure. The ability to identify these invisible frameworks before others do creates foresight, strategy, and advantage. Pattern recognition is not about prediction, it is about understanding law. Everything in nature repeats, not perfectly, but rhythmically. Human behavior, market shifts, social movements, even personal emotion all follow cycles. The Stoic who studies these rhythms gains control, not through manipulation, but through comprehension. They act with precision because they see what governs change. The first step to mastering pattern recognition is observation without interference. The average person watches events through emotional filters. They interpret based on preference, not truth. The Stoic detaches perception from desire. They study reality as data. When emotion is removed, repetition becomes visible. Patterns hide behind passion. Clarity exposes them. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Constantly regard the universe as one living being, having one substance and one soul. This principle reveals that everything connects." The Stoic sees the same structure in different forms. The discipline that maintains a body mirrors the discipline that maintains an empire. The same principle that governs self-control governs leadership. Recognition of this unity breeds wisdom. To see pattern is to see the architecture of existence. The Stoic mind functions like a scientist of life. It collects evidence from experience, identifies cause and effect, and formulates laws that remain true under pressure. These laws are not emotional conclusions. They are empirical observations of human nature. Once recognized, they create stability in decision-making. The Stoic no longer reacts to surprise, because few things are truly new. The disciplined observer studies repetition in behavior. They see how ambition often decays into distraction, how desire becomes dependence, how fear produces control. These cycles operate at every scale, in individuals, in nations, in history. The Stoic recognizes them early, which allows them to move strategically while others remain blind. This awareness is the foundation of calm power. To see patterns faster, one must cultivate stillness. The mind cannot detect repetition when overwhelmed by noise. Stillness enhances perception. When the Stoic withdraws from stimulation, they begin to perceive underlying motion. Events that seemed chaotic align into rhythm. From this stillness, insight emerges naturally, not forced, but revealed. Pattern recognition strengthens self-command. When the Stoic identifies their own behavioral loops, anger, hesitation, distraction, they interrupt them. Awareness breaks repetition. Most remain trapped in cycles because they never pause to see them. Recognition becomes liberation. The same skill that decodes the world also refines the self. Every intelligent system operates on feedback. The Stoic uses this principle internally. They analyze reaction to outcome. What triggered this decision? What result followed? What repeated? Over time, they see the algorithm behind their own choices. Once visible, it can be rewritten. Mastery is not luck. It is systematic correction applied consistently. Pattern recognition is also the foundation of strategy. The Stoic strategist studies the rhythm of opposition, their words, timing, and patterns of movement. They act at moments of predictability. Precision in timing is a byproduct of deep observation. The one who understands repetition can anticipate without guessing. To develop this ability, the Stoic learns to compare layers of experience. They read across domains, philosophy, history, psychology, politics, not to accumulate information, but to extract structure. The pattern of rise and decay appears everywhere. The names change, but the law remains. Recognizing this continuity transforms intelligence into foresight. A key aspect of pattern recognition is the ability to slow perception. The Stoic resists the urge to judge quickly. They observe multiple cycles before concluding. This patience prevents false pattern recognition, the trap of assuming meaning where none exists. True clarity emerges from long observation, not instant interpretation. The Stoic treats the world as a living textbook. Every conversation, failure, and victory becomes a page of data. They store insights, test them, and refine. Patterns become predictive models, not superstitions. Over years, this collection of laws forms a mental framework that makes chaos predictable. Intelligence turns from reaction into anticipation. The disciplined observer also recognizes emotional patterns in others. The same arguments, excuses, and behaviors repeat endlessly. Once recognized, they lose power to surprise or manipulate. The Stoic understands that what repeats can be managed. They navigate relationships with calm detachment because patterns replace confusion with comprehension. Seeing patterns faster requires humility. Pride blinds perception. The Stoic must admit ignorance to remain receptive. Certainty halts recognition. The open mind collects data without preconception. Only then can structure reveal itself. Intelligence begins not with knowledge, but with awareness of limitation. Pattern recognition also operates through abstraction. The Stoic looks beyond surface detail to principle. For example, the fall of an empire and the burnout of an individual share the same root: loss of discipline, excess comfort, and moral decay. The external forms differ, but the mechanism is identical. This abstraction allows the Stoic to apply wisdom universally. Observation without bias turns life into study. The Stoic develops an internal system for cataloging patterns: how cause leads to consequence, how behavior predicts outcome. Over time, they think in models. Each situation is analyzed through comparison with previous structures. This creates speed without haste and precision without rigidity. A dangerously smart mind notices micro patterns, subtle changes in tone, timing, or energy. These minor shifts reveal major truths. The Stoic senses when a conversation turns manipulative or when a trend reaches exhaustion. This awareness cannot be taught directly. It develops through repetition and reflection. Awareness becomes instinct through discipline. To maintain sharp recognition, the Stoic avoids excess stimulation. Constant input dulls perception. Silence resets awareness. Without space, no signal can be detected. The Stoic uses solitude as calibration to cleanse the senses and restore attention to the patterns that truly matter. The ability to detect structure grants emotional advantage. The Stoic does not panic during crisis because they see familiar cycles: rise, chaos, correction, renewal. They understand that volatility is temporary. This foresight preserves calm, while others lose composure. In uncertainty, the one who recognizes repetition becomes the anchor. Pattern recognition also refines moral judgment. The Stoic identifies how small compromises repeat into corruption, how indulgence repeats into dependency, how anger repeats into destruction. By recognizing moral patterns, they prevent decay before it begins. Wisdom is maintenance before collapse. The Stoic studies human interaction like a scientist studies chemistry. They observe reaction and resistance. They test behavior with silence and response. Each observation reveals formula. What causes trust? What provokes aggression? What calms tension? Understanding these dynamics turns social life into a system of predictable outcomes. To see patterns faster, the Stoic trains memory. Memory is the archive of recognition. Without it, insight cannot accumulate. They record experiences, categorize results, and review regularly. Over time, this creates a mental database of cause and effect. Each new situation becomes a variation of an old one. Speed of recognition grows with the depth of reference. Pattern recognition is clarity in motion. The Stoic does not react emotionally, they adjust strategically. They know when to act, when to wait, and when to withdraw. This timing appears intuitive to others, but it is observation distilled into instinct. The result is composure under complexity. Those who see patterns early control outcomes. They prepare while others still debate. They avoid collapse while others panic. They conserve energy by aligning with the direction of inevitability. The Stoic does not fight tides. They position themselves before they rise. This foresight is quiet power, efficiency disguised as calm. Pattern recognition also reveals personal evolution. The Stoic notices their internal cycles, the repeating doubts, the periodic fatigue, the resurgence of past impulses. By naming them, they neutralize them. Awareness converts relapse into refinement. Growth becomes intentional, not accidental. To build this level of recognition, the Stoic must train attention. Attention is the lens of perception. A scattered lens distorts, a focused one magnifies. They practice full awareness during routine tasks, walking, reading, listening, until concentration becomes reflex. This sharpens their ability to detect subtle rhythm in any environment. The Stoic mind operates like a strategist and a philosopher combined. It studies motion while maintaining stillness. It acts only when the pattern is clear. This restraint gives an aura of inevitability to their success. When others are surprised, the Stoic simply executes what they already foresaw. Pattern recognition transforms time perception. The Stoic no longer experiences events as random. They see progressions, every failure as repetition of a principle unlearned, every success as proof of alignment. This transforms frustration into education. Life becomes feedback, not punishment. To see patterns faster than others is to live one step ahead of confusion. The Stoic recognizes that foresight does not require prophecy, only awareness. The same laws repeat endlessly across centuries. To study them is to read the future written in the past. Dangerous intelligence is foresight derived from observation. The Stoic does not flaunt this awareness. Power hidden in silence multiplies effect. They act decisively, not dramatically. Their predictions seem effortless because they are natural outcomes of order. What others call luck is disciplined observation applied over time. Pattern recognition is both defense and weapon. It prevents manipulation and enables strategy. It protects from chaos and guides through complexity. The Stoic uses it to live efficiently, to cut through distraction and act only where consequence matters. Precision replaces noise. The more patterns the Stoic sees, the calmer they become. Chaos loses its meaning. The world reveals its design. With every cycle recognized, fear diminishes. The individual begins to move in harmony with principle rather than resistance to circumstance. This harmony is dangerous because it cannot be interrupted. To see patterns faster than others is to think like nature, calm, repetitive, adaptive. The Stoic who reaches this level becomes immovable. They predict decay and growth, crisis and peace, without arrogance. Their intelligence is quiet authority, built from endless observation and discipline. They no longer chase outcomes. They simply align with what always was and always will be. Chapter 4. Master Relentless Information, Processing Without Overload. The modern world overwhelms by design. Information floods every direction, demanding attention, reaction, and emotion. Most minds collapse under this noise. The Stoic mind does not. It filters, organizes, and prioritizes with mechanical precision. To process information without overload is to command mental bandwidth, to choose what enters, what stays, and what is discarded. Dangerous intelligence begins where chaos becomes structure. Information is not knowledge. It becomes knowledge only after digestion. The Stoic understands that raw input means nothing without reflection. They do not chase novelty. They pursue clarity. Each piece of information must serve purpose, or it is eliminated. Mental order is achieved not by consuming more, but by mastering selection. The first rule of intelligent processing is filtration. The Stoic filters before belief. Every input, conversation, news, data, is tested for relevance and reliability. Most people absorb everything, mistaking exposure for awareness. The disciplined mind evaluates. Does this align with reality? Does it add structure or noise? If not, it is rejected immediately. The less one consumes, the more one understands. To sustain clarity, the Stoic designs mental architecture. This structure defines where information flows and where it ends. They separate permanent knowledge from temporary relevance. Systems of capture and review ensure nothing important vanishes, yet nothing unworthy remains. Without this framework, the mind becomes a crowded room where thought cannot move. Attention is currency. The Stoic spends it with restraint. Every distraction steals capacity for focus. The intelligent person treats attention as a finite resource, directing it toward construction, not consumption. In a world addicted to stimulation, focus becomes rarity, and rarity becomes power. Calmness is the amplifier of intellect. The Stoic processes more by feeling less. Emotion consumes cognitive energy. Detachment conserves it. This emotional neutrality does not make the mind cold, it makes it efficient. The fewer emotional reactions triggered by information, the greater the bandwidth available for analysis. The Stoic learns to observe without attachment. They read data as if it were weather, to be noted, not obeyed. Every event, every piece of news, is treated as signal, not command. This stance prevents manipulation. The one who controls interpretation controls emotion. The Stoic keeps interpretation under personal command. To manage information, one must respect stillness. Reflection is the digestion of data. The Stoic schedules silence as deliberately as study. In quiet, thought organizes itself. Without it, the mind suffocates under accumulation. Stillness transforms input into insight. It is the interval where meaning emerges. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you seek tranquility, do less." The Stoic adapts this to thought. If you seek clarity, think less at once. The mind cannot process infinite variables simultaneously. The disciplined thinker isolates one line of reasoning, completes it, then proceeds. This linear discipline outperforms multitasking because it respects cognitive limits. A dangerously smart mind is structured like a machine of prioritization. It ranks inputs by consequence. Irrelevant details die instantly. Important ones are captured, tagged, and reviewed. Over time, this system becomes self-reinforcing. Mental efficiency compounds. The Stoic no longer fears overload because every idea has its place. The mind must also be trained to forget strategically. Memory is finite. Clutter weakens recall. The Stoic releases useless data, emotionally charged noise, trivial opinions, minor conflicts. Forgetting is not ignorance, it is optimization. To remember only what matters is a mark of evolved intelligence. Processing speed depends on mental order. A chaotic environment produces a chaotic mind. The Stoic simplifies surroundings to enhance internal clarity. Workspace, digital files, and schedules reflect mental architecture. Simplicity outside reinforces simplicity within. Every unnecessary object or distraction removed increases perceptual sharpness. The Stoic also practices layered comprehension. They process at multiple depths: surface for recognition, intermediate for context, and deep for integration. Not all information deserves deep analysis. By categorizing depth of thought, they preserve energy. Complexity is reserved for what shapes conduct and direction. A disciplined information system includes deliberate repetition. The Stoic revisits key ideas until they become reflex. Insight not retained is wasted. Review turns temporary awareness into permanent command. Each cycle of review reduces the effort required to recall, freeing capacity for new learning. Modern overload thrives on reaction. Algorithms feed impulse. The Stoic breaks this loop through intentional delay. They wait before response. They observe how emotion rises, peaks, and fades. In that space, decision becomes choice instead of reflex. This microcontrol turns chaos into data. Each reaction studied, understood, then subdued. Processing without overload requires precision of input. The Stoic limits exposure deliberately. They select a few trusted sources, a few deep texts, a few consistent mentors. Random consumption scatters the mind. Focused input aligns it. The fewer channels entered, the cleaner the signal becomes. To process relentlessly is not to rush. It is to move continuously with stability. The Stoic treats thinking like breathing, constant, rhythmic, unforced. Information flows through ordered stages: intake, analysis, integration, and release. Each stage follows rules, eliminating mental chaos. Order creates endurance. The Stoic applies logical compression to complexity. They simplify without distortion. Every large idea must reduce to a principle. Every principle must reduce to action. This compression makes thinking transportable. The ability to carry entire systems of thought in minimal form is the mark of a superior intellect. Mental overload often comes from attachment, not volume. The Stoic detaches identity from information. They do not need to hold opinions to maintain self-image. Belief becomes tool, not identity. This detachment frees capacity. The more flexible the mind, the greater its ability to process contradiction without collapse. The disciplined thinker knows that information is not cumulative, it is selective. Intelligence grows not by adding, but by refining. Each layer of understanding replaces previous ones. The Stoic purges redundancy. What remains is essence. Purification of knowledge is the evolution of intellect. The Stoic integrates knowledge into hierarchy. Facts sit beneath principles, principles beneath truth. This vertical structure prevents confusion. Each level references the one above it. When faced with new information, they test where it fits. If it aligns, it remains. If not, it is discarded. This internal logic tree keeps the mind immune to overload. To process more, one must reduce internal friction. Mental clutter, unresolved emotion, indecision, resentment, consumes processing power. The Stoic clears this backlog through daily self-examination. Each reflection restores bandwidth. Peace is not passive, it is computational efficiency. The Stoic treats technology as tool, not master. They control notifications, inputs, and pace. The phone becomes instrument, not command center. By governing interface, they reclaim time. Digital control is mental sovereignty. Without it, distraction becomes modern slavery. To sustain high processing speed, the Stoic maintains physical order. Sleep, nutrition, and movement sustain cognition. The body is not separate from intellect. It is the platform that runs it. A tired system cannot sustain precision. Discipline in health becomes discipline in thought. The Stoic does not seek to know everything. They seek to know what matters deeply. Breath is secondary to synthesis. A mind trained in synthesis connects separate data into unified principle. This is where understanding becomes wisdom, when patterns converge into timeless law. The intelligent person processes faster, not because they think quicker, but because they think cleaner. Each input is sorted instantly into structure. This automation comes from habit. The Stoic trains their cognition through repetition until analysis becomes reflex. Order transforms thinking from effort into nature. Overload is often disguised as productivity. Many drown in data while believing they are improving. The Stoic measures progress not by volume of learning, but by depth of comprehension. One idea understood fully outweighs 100 skimmed. Mastery is selective intensity. Mental efficiency depends on recovery. The Stoic respects cognitive rest as much as focus. Sleep, silence, solitude, and nature restore balance. These moments are not withdrawal, they are recalibration. The sharper the blade, the greater the need for maintenance. Rest sustains edge. To process information relentlessly without overload, the Stoic cultivates rhythm. Intake alternates with analysis, work with stillness, thought with emptiness. This oscillation keeps the mind elastic. Rigidity breaks, rhythm endures. Intelligence lives in flow, not strain. Calm order makes perception faster. The Stoic perceives connections instantly because their mind is not congested. This fluidity appears as intuition, but it is discipline operating beneath awareness. Intuition is memory organized perfectly. It is the subconscious executing structured patterns learned through repetition. The Stoic understands that attention is sacred. Where it goes, life follows. They direct it as a general directs troops, strategically, decisively, without waste. To let the mind wander endlessly is to invite defeat. Every moment of focus is investment. Every distraction is theft. Processing information relentlessly also demands clarity of goal. Without purpose, all input is noise. The Stoic defines outcome before study. They ask, "Why am I learning this? How will it be used?" This alignment filters relevance automatically. Direction is the most powerful filter of all. A dangerously smart person processes life as system. They map cause and effect in everything, from relationships to markets to inner states. Their mind functions like architecture, stable, scalable, clear. Complexity becomes manageable because it obeys their structure. This is mental engineering. To achieve mastery of information is to transcend stimulation. The Stoic no longer seeks novelty. They crave structure. They prefer one deep book to 1,000 shallow scrolls. They see through the illusion of abundance and choose precision. Simplicity becomes superiority. The final stage of mastery is serenity. When the mind processes without strain, peace emerges. Calmness is not emptiness. It is optimized function. The Stoic reaches a state where information flows through them without residue. They retain control, awareness, and precision under constant input. This is the mental equivalent of unshakable strength. Dangerous intelligence is not defined by how much one knows, but by how little chaos remains in their thinking. The Stoic achieves this through deliberate filtration, structured processing, and disciplined reflection. They are no longer consumed by the flood of information. They stand above it, collecting, ordering, mastering. In a world drowning in noise, their silence becomes a signal of power. Chapter 5. Develop Tactical Emotional Neutrality. The Stoic becomes formidable when emotion no longer governs judgment. Clarity rises when reaction ends. Tactical emotional neutrality is not suppression, it is precision. It means feeling fully yet choosing response deliberately. The average person lives at the mercy of impulse. The Stoic lives at the command of reason. To achieve this level of control is to remove the greatest obstacle to intelligence, emotional distortion. Emotion is data, not directive. It reveals internal state, but should not dictate external action. The Stoic studies feeling as signal. Anger signals violated expectation. Fear signals uncertainty. Envy signals misaligned value. The disciplined mind observes these signals calmly, extracts meaning, and decides accordingly. They do not obey emotion, they decode it. The first phase of neutrality is awareness. The Stoic trains to identify emotional movement the moment it arises. They feel it without labeling it good or bad. This detachment interrupts automatic behavior. Awareness alone slows reaction. When emotion cannot command instant action, reason has time to intervene. Control begins where identification ends. The Stoic does not ask, "How do I stop feeling this?" They ask, "What caused this?" Analysis dissolves intensity. Once cause is known, emotion transforms from storm to pattern. This dissection weakens its control. The mind becomes scientist, the feeling becomes subject. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The Stoic applies this to emotion. Power exists in interpretation. External events trigger nothing by themselves. It is the meaning assigned to them that generates reaction. By mastering interpretation, the Stoic masters peace. Tactical neutrality requires physical awareness. Emotion lives in the body. Tension, breath, and posture reveal its presence. The Stoic observes physiological shifts as data: a tightening jaw, shallow breath, racing heart. Observation interrupts escalation. The body obeys calm when the mind commands awareness. The disciplined mind practices delay. Between stimulus and response, they insert time. This moment of separation is control itself. Reaction thrives on speed. Neutrality thrives on pause. In that pause, emotion loses dominance. The Stoic reclaims authorship of their action. Neutrality is not coldness, it is composure. The Stoic still feels intensity, but directs it with precision. Anger becomes assertion, fear becomes preparation, sadness becomes reflection. Each emotion transmuted, none wasted. The alchemy of control converts potential chaos into fuel for clarity. To maintain neutrality, one must redefine strength. Society equates expression with authenticity. The Stoic redefines it as discipline. They express emotion only when it serves purpose, not when it demands release. Restraint is not weakness, it is optimization. The fewer impulses obeyed, the more authority retained. The Stoic recognizes that emotion is contagious. Environments radiate mood. They guard exposure carefully. The anxious crowd breeds anxious thought. The angry collective breeds reactive judgment. By maintaining internal stillness, the Stoic becomes anchor amid chaos. Their calm influences others more than their words. Neutrality requires consistent examination of thought. Every emotional reaction hides a judgment. The Stoic isolates the belief beneath it. Was I expecting fairness? Was I assuming control where I have none? Each false expectation identified reduces vulnerability. Emotion cannot dominate when its root belief is corrected. The disciplined person refuses to argue with reality. Much emotion stems from resistance to what is. The Stoic accepts the world as it is before deciding how to engage. This acceptance is not surrender, it is calibration. Resistance blinds, acceptance clears vision. Only from clarity can action be effective. Neutrality sharpens perception. The mind no longer filters events through bias. Facts appear cleanly. Decisions follow structure instead of impulse. This clarity produces precision. Others act from agitation. The Stoic acts from alignment. The difference in outcome is immediate and permanent. The practice of neutrality extends to speech. The Stoic measures tone and timing. They speak when words serve structure, not emotion. Silence becomes strategy. A calm voice carries authority because it implies control. The louder others grow, the more silence dominates. To sustain neutrality, the Stoic maintains physical rituals that regulate chemistry. Sleep, breathwork, and movement stabilize emotion before it rises uncontrollably. Control begins in physiology. A tired body cannot host a calm mind. Maintenance of the vessel sustains command of the self. The Stoic also studies anticipation. Most emotional chaos comes from surprise. By expecting volatility, they neutralize its effect. They understand that outcomes are uncertain, people are inconsistent, and life resists prediction. Preparedness converts shock into observation. Nothing destabilizes the expected. Neutrality demands humility. The Stoic admits susceptibility to error and bias. This humility prevents prideful reaction. Anger fades when one no longer assumes infallibility. Emotional calm grows from intellectual honesty. When ego dissolves, so does offense. Detachment from approval is central. The Stoic does not adjust emotion to gain validation. Praise and criticism are treated as data, not identity. Emotional dependence on external opinion enslaves perception. Freedom begins when one no longer needs agreement to stay composed. The Stoic treats conflict as laboratory. Argument reveals emotional architecture. They observe triggers, tone, and physical response. Each conflict becomes training. Over time, this exposure inoculates them against provocation. Calm becomes unbreakable, not by avoidance, but by endurance. To remain neutral in adversity, the Stoic separates pain from panic. Pain is signal, panic is interpretation. They accept discomfort without dramatization. When pain is observed calmly, it loses moral weight. Suffering ends when resistance ends. What remains is pure experience, processed cleanly. Neutrality extends into success. Excitement distorts judgment as much as fear. The Stoic maintains equilibrium under victory and defeat alike. Both are outcomes, not identity. They study the structure of result, extract lesson, and proceed unchanged. Stability becomes strength. The Stoic mind moves from reaction to reflection. After every emotional surge, they analyze, what triggered this? What belief did it expose? Each answer refines resilience. Gradually, emotion loses power to surprise. Life remains intense, but the mind stays still. Neutrality is protection against manipulation. Those who cannot control their emotions are easily directed by those who can. The Stoic's calm frustrates manipulators because it removes predictable responses. They cannot be provoked, guilted, or flattered into movement. Silence becomes armor. The disciplined mind uses visualization as rehearsal. They imagine insult, failure, loss, and remain composed in thought. This mental training prepares them for reality. By pre-experiencing adversity calmly, they remove its sting. Nothing external arrives untested. Neutrality transforms leadership. The Stoic who governs emotion governs others through presence. Their calm under stress stabilizes teams, families, or communities. People trust steadiness more than passion. True authority radiates from those who remain unshaken. To preserve neutrality, one must minimize reactivity triggers. The Stoic limits exposure to outrage, gossip, and emotional contagion. They consume media selectively, interact with intention, and detach from cycles of reaction. Peace is not escape, it is filtration. Emotional neutrality allows tactical empathy. Detached observation enhances understanding. The Stoic reads emotion in others without being absorbed by it. They can comfort without losing composure, advise without inheriting anxiety. Their empathy becomes efficient, precise, not draining. Calm is contagious. The Stoic's neutrality influences environments silently. Meetings, relationships, and conflicts reorganize around their stillness. In a world addicted to noise, the composed individual becomes gravitational. Presence replaces persuasion. To maintain this equilibrium, the Stoic audits emotional fatigue. They notice when composure declines and withdraw for recalibration. Solitude restores neutrality. They return only when clarity returns. This discipline prevents burnout and preserves precision under pressure. Neutrality refines memory. The Stoic remembers events accurately because emotion no longer distorts them. This accuracy strengthens judgment. They learn truthfully instead of defensively. Emotional neutrality becomes the foundation of objective intelligence. The Stoic transforms adversity into rehearsal for neutrality. Every insult, delay, and failure becomes an exercise in composure. Repetition strengthens threshold. Eventually, irritation fades entirely, not because emotion disappears, but because interpretation matures. What once provoked now informs. Emotional neutrality creates speed of thought. Reaction slows cognition. Calm accelerates it. Under stress, most narrow their perspective. The Stoic expands it. This expanded awareness allows decisive action while others freeze. Calm under fire is not absence of emotion, it is command of it. The Stoic recognizes neutrality as a form of power. Those who remain composed hold advantage in every arena: negotiation, leadership, survival. Emotional control is leverage because it cannot be faked for long. It reveals discipline beneath personality. The calm mind outlasts chaos. To achieve tactical neutrality, one must practice constant review. Each night, the Stoic reflects, when did emotion overrule judgment? When did I act from impulse? This nightly audit converts failure into training. Gradually, impulse fades and control becomes nature. The mature Stoic experiences emotion without identity. Anger visits. It does not define. Sadness passes. It does not own. Joy arises. It does not intoxicate. Each emotion acknowledged, none worshipped. This balanced awareness becomes serenity, not numbness, but mastery. The final stage of neutrality is still strength. The Stoic carries calm through chaos without visible effort. They walk into tension with quiet clarity. Their presence alters the temperature of conflict. They become immovable, not through resistance, but through alignment with reason. In their stillness, others find order. Tactical emotional neutrality is not the absence of humanity. It is the perfection of it. It is emotion purified by discipline, feeling elevated by control. The Stoic does not kill emotion, they train it. When reason leads and emotion follows, the mind becomes weaponized clarity. In that state, nothing external can corrupt judgment. The individual becomes complete, calm, precise, and untouchable. Chapter 6. Strengthen long form. Thinking and strategic patience. The modern mind is trained for immediacy. It expects reward in minutes, validation in seconds, and results without delay. The Stoic mind rejects this corruption of time. It sees progress as a sequence measured in years, not moments. Long-form thinking transforms intelligence from reaction to architecture. It is the difference between momentum and mastery. Strategic patience begins with the acceptance of slowness. The Stoic knows that speed does not equal progress. Fast movement often conceals confusion. The disciplined thinker operates like an engineer building a structure: precise, deliberate, methodical. Each decision fits into a long timeline where outcome matters more than applause. This detachment from urgency is the root of power. To think in the long form is to see layers of consequence. Every choice ripples across time. The Stoic measures not just immediate benefit, but the chain reaction it produces. They act not for gratification, but alignment. Long-term thinking converts impulse into intention. It builds durability into every decision. The first step towards strategic patience is recalibrating reward. The Stoic trains to find satisfaction in the process, not the outcome. They treat work as meditation, repetition as refinement. Progress becomes self-sustaining because it no longer depends on visible recognition. What others call monotony, the Stoic calls mastery. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Do not expect Plato's Republic, but be content if the smallest thing goes well." This encapsulates long-form discipline. Expecting perfection breeds disappointment. Focusing on consistent improvement builds empires. The Stoic measures success by consistency under pressure, not by temporary victory. Patience is not waiting passively, it is active control of direction. The Stoic does not delay action, they sustain it. Each movement is guided by principle, not emotion. They understand that true progress is cumulative, formed from countless deliberate repetitions. Strategic patience means staying aligned long after excitement fades. To build long-form thought, one must conquer impulse. The mind addicted to novelty cannot think across time. The Stoic detoxes from urgency. They replace the thrill of instant progress with the satisfaction of slow construction. The longer the timeline, the clearer the vision becomes. Strategic patience demands structure. The Stoic divides goals into phases, each governed by a principle. They do not chase multiple directions at once. Focus compounds. Each completed layer reinforces the next. Over years, this method forms mastery invisible to those who still chase moments. The disciplined thinker uses long timelines to neutralize emotion. Temporary failure loses power when viewed through years. The Stoic understands that volatility is the surface of stability. The daily fluctuations mean nothing to the one operating across decades. Emotional neutrality strengthens with scale. Patience is the art of controlled tempo. The Stoic sets their own rhythm, refusing to match the speed of chaos around them. They move like a strategist in slow motion, deliberate and exact. This self-paced rhythm becomes intimidation to those who rush. Calm under time pressure is a weapon. To cultivate long-form vision, the Stoic studies history. They examine the rise and fall of civilizations, the arcs of empires, the lifespans of ideas. Everything follows sequence: birth, growth, corruption, renewal. Understanding these patterns grants foresight. They see which actions endure and which collapse. History is not distant, it is blueprint. The Stoic also practices endurance through repetition. They repeat actions long after emotion fades, because discipline sustains what motivation cannot. Each repetition compounds effect. Over time, this creates a symmetry, the small daily advantage that multiplies invisibly. The disciplined accumulate quietly, while the impulsive burn quickly. To think long-term requires resistance to distraction. Every interruption resets progress. The Stoic protects focus with severity. They do not chase novelty, they chase refinement. The mind that guards attention guards its destiny. What cannot hold focus cannot hold success. Strategic patience turns time into ally. While others waste years in impatience, the Stoic invests them. Every moment becomes a deposit toward inevitability. They do not ask when success arrives. They prepare for its arrival. This mindset eliminates anxiety. Time ceases to be enemy and becomes instrument. The Stoic values delay as filter. Time exposes the weak, the inconsistent, the unprincipled. Only what is true endures. The patient thinker uses delay to test ideas, people, and motives. What survives time deserves energy. What decays under it never mattered. To strengthen long-form thinking, the Stoic practices abstraction. They step back from the moment to see pattern. Every crisis shrinks when viewed across decades. The zoomed-out mind sees motion, not chaos. Patience is perspective, understanding proportion, not losing balance in immediacy. The disciplined person also plans for cycles. They expect regression and fatigue as part of growth. When motivation dips, they rely on structure. When energy wanes, they adjust pace without quitting. Long-term resilience depends not on constant intensity, but on consistent return. The Stoic separates performance from progress. Some days move slow, others fast. Both belong to the process. Measuring by immediate result blinds one to the compounding effect of persistence. The disciplined accept plateaus as signs of deep work. Growth often hides beneath stillness. Patience sharpens judgment. The impulsive decide based on emotion. The patient decide based on trajectory. The Stoic evaluates outcomes not by how they feel now, but by how they align with future order. They make decisions compatible with who they aim to become, not who they currently are. Strategic patience also governs relationships. The Stoic invests in depth, not frequency. They understand that trust, loyalty, and reputation compound like skill. Superficial connections vanish. Consistent presence endures. This same law governs influence. The patient voice becomes the permanent one. To build endurance in thinking, the Stoic embraces boredom. Boredom signals depth approaching. Most flee it and restart. The disciplined persist until breakthrough. Every enduring idea is born from monotony. The Stoic's tolerance for tedium separates mastery from mediocrity. Patience produces foresight. When the mind slows down, it sees farther. Each decision includes anticipation of consequence. The Stoic who thinks in years outmaneuvers those who think in hours. Intelligence without patience collapses under pressure. Patience transforms it into durability. Strategic patience balances planning with adaptability. The Stoic prepares without attachment. Plans serve principle, not ego. When conditions change, they adjust calmly. Flexibility within purpose ensures survival. Rigidity breaks. Adaptability endures. The long-form thinker respects the compounding law of focus. Small disciplines repeated daily surpass large efforts performed sporadically. The Stoic measures mastery by persistence, not spectacle. Greatness is quiet repetition refined through time. Patience strengthens composure in uncertainty. When outcomes remain unclear, the Stoic stays steady. they understand that impatience often creates the failure it fears. Stillness allows the unseen process to complete. They do not rush results that require maturation. To cultivate strategic patience, the Stoic trains daily detachment from outcome. They focus only on conduct, thought, action, alignment. When the process becomes its own satisfaction, time loses its threat. They no longer chase arrival, they embody progress. The Stoic mind perceives life as seasons, not snapshots. Winter tests endurance, spring renews, summer rewards, autumn consolidates. Each phase serves function. They do not resist cycle, they use it. This cyclical awareness breeds calm through every fluctuation. To maintain long-term focus, the Stoic practices reflection. They review progress not emotionally but structurally. Each month, each year becomes data. They track patterns of improvement and correction. This measured awareness keeps direction aligned without obsession. Patience is power disguised as stillness. The Stoic endures pressure longer than others can maintain intensity. Their quiet persistence outlasts noise. Over time, effort compounds invisibly until it appears as sudden mastery. The world calls it luck. The Stoic calls it sequence. To think long-term is to be unmoved by temporary judgment. Praise and criticism lose significance when viewed across decades. The Stoic acts for legacy, not applause. They understand that truth needs no defense against immediacy. Time verifies everything. Strategic patience refines emotion. Frustration dissolves when replaced by curiosity. Instead of asking, "Why is it taking so long?" the Stoic asks, "What is still incomplete?" This shift replaces anxiety with refinement. Delay becomes teacher, not punishment. The long-term thinker also manages pace of ambition. The Stoic channels energy into sustainability. They know that speed burns endurance. Every goal must align with lifetime rhythm, not temporary obsession. Sustainability is the architecture of success. Patience demands faith in process. The Stoic trusts cause and effect. They know that honest effort compounds even when unseen. This trust frees them from desperation. Impatience signals mistrust in law. The wise obey time's sequence. Long-form thinking extends to mortality. The Stoic views life itself as single project, an opportunity to refine the self across years. Each day contributes to character. This dissolves fear of delay because meaning is continuous, not postponed. Every act done with integrity belongs to eternity. Strategic patience is the unseen foundation of greatness. It allows reason to guide where passion fades, principle to stand where emotion wavers, and endurance to prevail where force fails. The Stoic who masters it becomes unstoppable, not through intensity, but through permanence. To strengthen long-form thinking is to master the art of duration. The disciplined person no longer races against time, they move with it. Their pace becomes synchronization with reality itself. In that rhythm, power accumulates silently. When the world burns itself out in haste, the Stoic remains steady, calm, and inevitable. Chapter 7. Develop a memory system that never loses insight. A disciplined mind is not only defined by what it learns, but by what it retains. Knowledge without recall is wasted effort. Insight without structure fades into noise. The Stoic understands that memory is the foundation of mastery. It transforms experience into principle, and principle into power. A mind that forgets its own lessons repeats the same mistakes. A mind that remembers with clarity evolves. The Stoic does not depend on chance to remember. They build systems. Every idea, observation, and conclusion is captured with precision. Memory becomes architecture, not accident. Each note, reflection and pattern is recorded as part of a larger framework. The mind is extended into order. Nothing valuable is left to decay. To remember deeply is to think deliberately. The Stoic does not move past an idea quickly. They engage it until it integrates. Repetition engraves understanding. Reflection fuses knowledge with identity. The disciplined mind studies until the principle becomes instinct, until thought turns into conduct without effort. The first step toward an unbreakable memory is externalization, the Stoic writes. Writing transfers abstraction into permanence. It forces clarity. Thoughts become tangible, measurable, and retrievable. Every page of reflection is a reinforcement of identity. The more one writes, the less one forgets. Marcus Aurelius wrote his meditations not for others, but for himself, a private record of reminders and principles. This is the model. The Stoic builds their own meditations, whether through journals, digital archives, or structured notebooks. They document insights not to appear wise, but to preserve wisdom against erosion. The second step is review. Information not revisited is information lost. The Stoic schedules reflection as ritual. They reread notes weekly, summarize lessons monthly, and reevaluate beliefs yearly. This cycle transforms memory from passive storage into active reinforcement. Each review strengthens neural architecture. Knowledge becomes indestructible through repetition. Memory strengthens through compression. The Stoic condenses large ideas into short phrases or maxims. These act as mental triggers that recall entire systems of understanding. One sentence can summon volumes of principle. Simplicity ensures access under pressure. When chaos strikes, complexity fails, clarity endures. The disciplined person also categorizes memory. They separate practical wisdom from philosophical lore, tactics from timeless truths. Each piece of information has a place. This hierarchy prevents confusion. Organization turns insight into a functional library rather than a pile of fragments. Order accelerates recall. A reliable memory system mirrors the Stoic concept of internal order. Just as emotions are governed by reason, so too is memory governed by structure. Every note is labeled, every file retrievable. When the mind requires a principle, it knows exactly where to find it. Efficiency replaces chaos. To prevent cognitive overload, the Stoic curates. Not all knowledge deserves preservation. They keep only what sharpens perception or strengthens character. Irrelevant information is deleted without hesitation. Purity of memory mirrors purity of mind. The fewer unnecessary details retained, the more clarity remains. Memory improves through reflection more than repetition. The Stoic asks, why does this matter? What principle does it prove? How does it connect to my conduct? Each reflection deepens the neural pathway. Shallow memorization fades. Integrated comprehension lasts. To understand is to remember. The Stoic treats daily life as a training ground for recall. Every interaction, every challenge becomes an opportunity to apply principles previously stored. Application cements memory. The person who acts on knowledge strengthens retention naturally. Learning becomes living. To safeguard memory, the Stoic eliminates distraction. Constant stimulation scatters recall. The mind remembers best what it has time to process. Stillness consolidates thought. In quiet, the brain converts experience into permanence. Without silence, insight evaporates. The disciplined thinker builds connections between ideas. Each concept links to others through cause, pattern, or consequence. This networked memory multiplies retrieval paths. One insight calls forth another. Over time, knowledge forms a lattice, dense, resilient, alive. To protect against decay, the Stoic uses spaced repetition. Lessons revisited at expanding intervals resist forgetting. Each cycle reinforces permanence. The process requires discipline, but the result is mental armor. Principles so deeply embedded, they activate automatically under stress. Memory also requires emotion. The Stoic does not suppress feeling, they attach meaning to it. Emotional relevance increases retention. By linking principle to lived experience, knowledge becomes unforgettable. Wisdom imprinted through emotion survives beyond intellect. The Stoic distinguishes between storing facts and internalizing principles. Facts belong to time, principles transcend it. The former fills memory, the latter fortifies it. To remember effectively is to prioritize timeless truths over temporary data. The mind must store laws of life, not noise of the moment. Discipline in memory creates discipline in action. When principles are always accessible, reaction becomes controlled. There is no hesitation when values are ingrained. The Stoic acts from remembered clarity, not spontaneous impulse. Memory becomes the guardian of conduct. The intelligent person builds layered archives, digital systems for knowledge, written journals for reflection, and mental models for synthesis. Each layer reinforces the other. Technology extends reach, writing sharpens thought, meditation integrates understanding. Together, they form a complete system of retention. To strengthen retention, the Stoic practices summarization. After reading, listening, or observing, they distill essence immediately. This active recall locks insight into long-term memory. The act of summarizing transforms input into comprehension. Each summary becomes a node in the network of wisdom. The Stoic also uses visualization. They connect ideas with imagery, mental maps, scenes, or symbols. These anchors make recall faster and more intuitive. The human brain remembers structure and emotion better than abstraction. Visualization transforms information into form. A disciplined memory system includes pruning. The Stoic reviews and deletes outdated or disproven ideas. Beliefs evolve, storage must follow. Outdated knowledge becomes clutter. Pruning prevents mental stagnation. The goal is not to remember everything, but to remember the right things clearly. To preserve memory over years, the Stoic safeguards energy. Fatigue weakens recall. A sharp mind requires physical discipline, sleep, nutrition, movement. The body is the storage device for the mind. Carelessness in one corrupts performance in the other. The Stoic treats forgetting as signal. When a principle fades, they revisit it with attention. Forgetting indicates disuse. Instead of frustration, they treat it as data, proof of what needs reinforcement. Forgetting becomes teacher, not failure. To master recall, the Stoic simplifies input. They avoid scattered reading and fragmented media. Depth ensures retention. Surface skimming erases it. They prefer one book absorbed completely to 20 skimmed, half aware. Mastery depends on focus, not variety. The Stoic transforms journaling into rehearsal. Each night, they record what was learned, what was forgotten, and what must be reinforced. This repetition fuses short-term understanding into long-term wisdom. Over time, their journals become the map of their own evolution. Memory strengthens identity. The Stoic who remembers their own principles cannot be easily swayed. Each recalled truth restores alignment. They become immune to contradiction because their convictions are reinforced by experience and documentation. Memory anchors identity to virtue. The Stoic studies to remember, not to perform. Knowledge as decoration fades. Knowledge as foundation endures. They internalize principles through simplicity, clear phrases, daily reminders, consistent review. wisdom becomes muscle memory. To protect their memory system, the Stoic resists overstimulation. The endless scroll of trivial data dilutes concentration. They curate inputs ruthlessly. What enters the mind must earn its place. Selectivity becomes the gatekeeper of clarity. Memory and humility are linked. The Stoic accepts that forgetting is natural. They counter it through discipline, not pride. Every relearning deepens understanding. Repetition without frustration transforms weakness into strength. The disciplined learner ages into mastery because they never stop reinforcing foundation. The Stoic applies recall under pressure. When emotion rises, they retrieve principle instantly. Calm appears supernatural to others, but it is memory in action. Stored wisdom replaces panic with order. Reaction becomes guided by remembered lore, not current feeling. A complete memory system integrates philosophy, practice, and review. Philosophy defines what to remember. Practice applies it daily. Review seals it in permanence. This triad ensures that knowledge remains alive. It becomes part of perception, not just reference. The Stoic recognizes that unrecorded insight is lost insight. Inspiration unpreserved is as temporary as thought itself. They capture immediately through writing, voice, or symbol. Capture becomes instinct. Nothing valuable escapes retention. To develop a memory that never loses insight is to build mental immortality. The Stoics' thoughts survive through structure. Their journals, notes, and reflections become legacy. Even when the person fades, the order of their mind remains. A powerful memory system transforms life into ongoing refinement. The Stoic no longer learns for entertainment, they learn for continuity. Every day's lesson feeds the next, every insight compounds. The result is a self that evolves perpetually, never regressing into ignorance. To remember completely is to live consciously. The Stoic walks through life with their accumulated wisdom at hand, every experience instantly connected to principle. There is no repetition of error, no waste of suffering. Memory transforms pain into progress, reflection into foresight, and life into education. A mind that never loses insight becomes unshakable. It no longer reacts to events. It refers to law. Its structure is its calm. Its recollection is its guidance. In this final refinement, the Stoic achieves mental permanence, a living archive of clarity, reason, and strength that endures beyond time.